You're listening to the KHSU homepage. I'm Danielle Orr, and we've got NORCAN here, Northern California Association of Nonprofits. Their mission statement is to foster professional excellence and promote connection between people and organizations that work every day to make our community healthy and strong. It's time for the NORCAN Leadership Breakfast. This year, it's taking place on Friday, September 30th, 8:30 a.m. until noon. And this will be held at the Tishnaun Ballroom Bear River Casino and Hotel in Lolita, so a different place this year. And they are hosting Kim Tran and Darren Arcaro of the Haas Institute for a Fair and Inclusive Society. And that is out of UC Berkeley. It's a hub of engaged scholars, researchers, strategic communicators, policymakers, and community partners working as well to advance belonging for all members of society. So I'd like to welcome both Amy Jester, who is here from Humboldt Area Foundation. She's the program manager for health and nonprofit resources. And Kim Tran will be joining us on the phone. So I'd like to welcome both of you to the homepage. And let's see. We're going to start with Amy. Kim, are you there?
I am. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Amy. Great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. We're going to start with Amy, and then we'll turn to you, if that's all right.
That sounds great.
Okay. So, Amy, welcome back to the homepage.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be here.
And so this is an exciting breakfast coming up. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about how they can get involved and other things that you find important about this? I'm going to let you do all the talking.
Yes, indeed. Well, NORCAN is really excited to offer our biannual nonprofit leadership breakfast on Friday, September 30th. The theme of this year's breakfast is creating space to create change, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment here. Part of the reason why NORCAN hosts this breakfast every other year is to bring nonprofit leaders together from across different sectors. So we'll have folks there from arts and culture organizations, from organizations that serve youth, seniors, environmental stewards, etc., to come together in a really diverse environment to think about, reflect on, dialogue, and learn about how to be the most effective leaders they can be for their organizations and for the communities that they're serving. Because, you know, we all know that nonprofits really spend an incredible amount of heart and dedication to solving some of our community's most pressing challenges. So this is just a time to come together sort of in that context to think about what we might be able to do as individuals and also collectively to be more effective in creating the change that that our community needs us to. So that's really the focus and intention of the breakfast. It's a great opportunity to network. And we also, every year, NORCAN honors an incredible nonprofit leader. This year, the Nonprofit Leader Achievement Award is going to the very well-deserving Libby Maynard. Libby's the executive director and co-founder of Inc. People Center for the Arts. I think many people across the entire region know about Libby, appreciate Libby, respect her work. She spent many years building community and relationships with artists, community groups, and cultural leaders. She's an incredible change maker, an inspirational mentor, and has a longstanding commitment to inclusion, equity, and diversity. So it's really great that she so happened to be the person that our award committee selected to be this year's recipient. And something that I'll also just note about Libby is that she's really sort of created seats at the table, or worked hard to create seats at sort of unexpected tables for arts and culture, which is another thing that we really appreciate about her particular leadership style. So, you know, she's been really involved with economic development and workforce development and has played leadership roles of arts organizations locally at the state level with California Traditional Artists, and has also done some work with National Endowment for the Arts. So we're excited to celebrate her and her contributions.
And then how did you find Kim Tran? And let's say, just tell me quickly, and then we'll go to Kim, because this time goes so quickly, but I want to make sure she gets to say hello.
So we are very fortunate to feature Kim Tran and Darren Arcaro as the keynotes and facilitators of the workshop portion of this event. They are also going to be coming up to this area for the Student of Color Leadership Conference on the HSU campus, which is really exciting. So in collaborating with the folks that are organizing that event, we were able to bring Kim and Darren to NORCAN's Leadership Breakfast.
But I'm going to turn to her, otherwise she won't even get to say anything. Kim, how are you?
Hi there. I'm well. You know, I'm comfortable to just let Amy take the wheel, but I'm happy to talk a little bit about what we'll be doing at the Biannual Leadership Breakfast.
Yeah, well, I can always come back, but I really would like to give you an opportunity to talk about either the Haas Institute for Fair and Inclusive Society or what you're going to be doing at the breakfast.
Sure. So my colleague Darren and I were invited to the university initially for the Student of Color Leadership Summit, as Amy said, because I think that HSU is a microcosm that reflects a changing society in terms of how we engage difference, be it racial, gender, sexuality, or class-based difference. So what we know now is that there are material consequences for organizations and educational institutions and art organizations that have less of a literacy around being inclusive. So something that may seem minor if you're unfamiliar with it, like a microaggression, studies have shown have a huge impact on things like learning outcomes for students, turnover rates in terms of staff, and definitely on the reach of your organization itself. So what Darren and I will really be doing and asking is, how can we help organizations in the region differentiate between equity, which is treating everyone the same, and equality, which is giving people what they need to be successful? Because frequently, we're not all on the same page. Some folks are, for lack of a better term, outside of the stadium, let alone on the same playing field. And so things that may seem unfair on their face, like targeting certain disadvantaged groups, are really necessary for bringing folks into the same platform for success.
And so you'll be holding a workshop?
Yeah, we'll be doing a really dynamic, interactive, engaged workshop that will kind of help give folks a pragmatic toolkit that they can use to increase inclusion and belonging at every level of their organization, be it on the board of directors, on the staff, programming, outreach, and interpersonal interactions with one another.
Fabulous. Thank you, Kim, so much. And we're just closely getting out of time. Amy, would you like to close with anything? Everyone is invited to this breakfast. Get your tickets early. It's going to sell out. What else?
Yes, indeed. September 30th from 8:30 in the morning till noon. And we hope that everybody will come and participate in this amazing workshop that Kim and Darren are going to be leading.
Where do you get tickets?
People can go to our website, which is northerncalifornianonprofits.org, and register there.
Great. Something else? That's it?
Just that if we as nonprofits attempt to serve populations that we don't really understand and don't have strong relationships with, or who aren't represented on the staff or leadership of our organizations, it's really hard to be successful and have the kind of impact that we need to in order to create lasting change. So come to the breakfast and get some tools for being more
doing
inclusive.
Just that. Yeah. And Kim Tran, how are you involved with the Haas Institute for a Fair and Inclusive Society?
So I'm a consultant with the Haas Institute, and Darren Arcaro is actually an employee of theirs and has been for the better part of 5 years. So we're both at the University of California, Berkeley, and finishing our PhDs in the Department of Ethnic Studies, which studies race, and gender, women, and sexuality studies. So we're both really well-versed and really committed to the Haas Institute.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the phone today. Have a great time at the workshop. You'll also be on campus, so we'll find out more about you, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, Kim. Kim Tran of the Haas Institute for Fair and Inclusive Society. Coming up to town with Darren Arcaro and Amy Jester. You always have so much information. We really don't have enough time to get it all out of you, but you're an amazing resource. How can people contact you?
Amy J at hafoundation.org or 707-292-9020.